Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Just to give you a heads up, my computer and connection seems to be really sluggish this morning. And so if the video and audio on this broadcast isn't working well, I am recording the audio separately, and we'll post the link to that when we're done, as I typically do anyhow. But anyhow, maybe it'll work well, and it's just on my end that it's really sluggish, but thought I'd give you that warning just in case it cuts out or it disappears. Now, this week, we're going to be talking and praying about the path we travel and looking at different aspects of this path of life. The road that we walk, the way that we live as we walk this journey on this side of heaven, but still walking with God, or at least that's ought to be our plan, our goal, our desire is to walk with God. And today we're going to talk specifically about a path of protection. And the psalmist writes in Psalm 18, verse 36, "You broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles do not turn." Now, I suppose that when I talk about a path of protection, it almost requires a disclaimer that that doesn't mean that you get out of all trouble, that no trouble ever comes your way. Jesus himself said, in this world, you will have trouble. And so sometimes people read that or they hear that, and you get a guy online talking about the path of protection as we walk with God. And your first thought is, well, wait a minute. The report from the doctor wasn't good. The job fell through, this happened or that happened, I was in this car accident, I don't get the protection that you're talking about. Well, it's because that's not the kind of protection I'm talking about. Stuff happens in life. But when we follow this path with God, when we walk according to His ways, He will smooth out those stumbling points that would make us fall from His path. Had the opportunity, that's why I did not do the Friday and Monday broadcast this weekend, doing a fall break, a family adventure, and I was able to do some hiking along Lake Superior and some of the surroundings through the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, Wisconsin, and into the North Shore in Minnesota. And one of the things about hiking in nature and in the beauty of nature is that you want to see everything around you. The beauty of the fall colors captures your attention. The waterfall that you hear just over the side of the trail captures your attention. So many things to see, and yet the trail needs to capture your attention, or in fact, it will capture your attention. You see, the trails that we hiked, many of them were, well, not all that improved. They had rocks, they had roots growing up through them, and if you weren't paying attention, it was very easy to stumble, perhaps even turn an ankle. That's something I've done numerous times on trails like this. But there were parks and there were places where, in fact, somebody had come along before and smoothed the path. In fact, some areas they actually paved it. And in those places, there was not really the concern about turning an ankle, about stumbling, about falling over the edge of the cliff. And not to the extent that there was when the path was not smooth. And as we think about walking with Christ, it's not that the stumbling points aren't still there. It's the fact that they've been identified. I've been on paths like that as well, where they weren't able to completely smooth the path, but they would take fluorescent paint and clearly mark the stumbling points and guide you around them. And God's Word is that paint in our life that is designed to clearly mark the stumbling points in our spiritual life, to guide us around so we don't trip, we don't fall, that we don't turn that ankle in life and experience the pain of spiritual failure, of defeat. Now the good news is the Bible makes it clear that God has given us one another to help each other up when we do stumble. That this path we're on is a path that we choose, and we choose each step. And the protection of God is that He clears the way, He marks those stumbling points, and desires to guide us in that way. Now, if you're like me, there have been times where you've been walking down a perfectly smooth sidewalk and still managed to stumble and fall. It does happen. It's a part of our human inability to pay attention sometimes. And I think in our spiritual life, we still have those times of stumbling, but they are lessened, and the severity of the injury is lessened when we are paying attention and we are staying within these boundaries that God has created. Walking this path of protection says that I'm gazing deeply into God's Word and I'm learning about the things that could make me stumble. In our Wednesday night adult Bible study at Deer Run, one of our elders, Randy Nix, is teaching through the book of Proverbs. And what an incredible collection of insight into smoothing our path. Of finding that path of protection, of the contrast between, well, pursuing a path that leads to destruction and a path that leads to righteousness. And what an incredible privilege to know that God has paved the way with His Word, paved the way with the blood of Jesus to cover and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That we can be picked up and restored. We can live knowing that in His ways, yes, trouble still comes, but those turned ankles don't have to be what makes us fall. The troubles simply are become that part of life that strengthen us, that equip us, that help us to help others. Walking this path of protection says that God is with me no matter what. That He desires that I prosper and do well spiritually, that I grow in Christ, that I become more and more like Christ, that my representation of Jesus is increasingly effective because my walk helps others to see what they want. One of the things that we do as a family is photograph the scenes that capture our eyes as we're out enjoying God's creation. And part of that is it's a part of our worship. It's a part of recognizing and paying attention to the glory of what God has created. Part of that is so that we can share it with others, that they can see the views from the path that we have traveled. And I know there are numerous people that have followed our photos online and social media, and has led them to investigate and even to travel to some of the places that we've been, because it's made to look desirable. It shows what is there. And I think when we walk this path of protection, we do a similar thing when people see us going through the troubles of life without turning that ankle, without becoming discouraged and defeated. We create a glimpse of what God can do in their life. They see the glimpses of His glory through the path that we walk. And we're able to invite them to walk with us, to walk on that same path, to know the protection that God wants to bring, so that the troubles, when they do come, don't have control over us anymore. But God's Spirit fills us and equips us, and we continue to walk. And when we do stumble, we carry one another. And in so doing, we fulfill the law of Christ. Today, as we pray, it's my hope that we pray about the path we travel, specifically about this path of protection. Are we using God's Word to smooth our path, to avoid those roots and rocks that cause us to stumble, especially when trouble comes? Will we be on that smooth path, walking with Christ? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us everything we need for a life of holiness, of godliness, of righteousness, because You've given us Jesus. And God, today as we pray about the path that we travel, may we look to You for a path of protection. Not a protection that keeps us from anything that we don't like, but a protection in the midst of the trouble that this world contains. That as we gaze into Your Word, we find our path being smoothed and made smooth, so that we don't stumble, so that all of those temptations that lurk along the way that are designed to make us fall off of the path, designed to make us just fall down and quit, designed to make us even turn back, that none of those would have any bearing on us, because we've seen where You've marked those stumbling points. We've seen how You've smoothed out the path that we ought to be on. So God, today, help us to look more clearly at Your Word and how it influences our daily life. And if there's parts of our daily life that Your Word hasn't influenced, may we repent and may we turn to You and may we seek Your guidance and Your way, so that everything we do is following this path that You've made smooth. And Father, for those times when we do stumble, when we do turn that ankle, may we look to one another. May we know the joy of fellowship that carries one another's burdens, that picks up one another, And may we be that for those around us. When those that we know, that we see, that we fellowship with stumble, may we, rather than being condemning or judgmental, may we be those that pick them up, that help them return to that smooth path, that encourage them and comfort them and bring the peace of Jesus into the midst of the situation. Father, as we live life today, may we walk on a path that's illuminated by your word, that's made smooth by your word. May we walk this path of protection, that we would always be walking with you, walking towards that goal, that prize of eternity with you. Father, as we walk this path on earth, may we walk in such a way, may we represent Jesus in such a way that people notice and that they desire that same path, that same walk, that same relationship. And may this path of protection help us to lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.